A mountain pass in memory of Joe Pass. A woman sits in the window frame of old car birds, listening to her grandson and his chins playing fig leaf music in her home in Kositeka, a village in Nepal. His music reminded her of those lovely spring evenings, hopping the jazz clubs in New Orleans with her late husband, a jazz fan like her, and a handsome Air Force pilot with short hair who was killed by friendly fire in the Gulf War. She was nostalgic the whole day, and that evening she lit an incense stick with a lighter and sat beneath the picture of her husband in the living room and conversed with his soul. When she opened her eyes, Joe Pass was there with his Gibson ES-175 guitar in his hands. "Don't be surprised. Lead me to your place where I can play for you," Joe said. She was stunned, but she said nothing. And then Joe smiled. She smiled back, and they stepped through a narrow door into the open room where an enormous mural depicted a Buddha who sat cross-legged atop a cloud, holding a conch shell in one hand and a silver ball in the other, ignited the room. Joe smiled again and began to play his legendary tunes. She sobbed and coughed and then got herself a glass of water and then stood leaning in the window, her back to the room, gazing out. Through the window in the moonlight, she saw a man with short gray hair, turn his prayer wheel as a Buddhist monk, humming and vanishing beneath the big banyan tree. She turned around in excitement, but Joe wasn't there. Nearby, the wooden bridge swayed and creaked, and a brook burbled through a mountain pass.